Dan Finley Jr., assistant coach of the Lorraine and Titans wrestling program. So, Coach, thank you very much for coming out and joining the show. I know your dad kind of, again, last minute made you pinch hit here, but we appreciate you coming out. And what's kind of your background to becoming an assistant over there at Lorraine under your dad?
You know, my whole family wrestled the whole life. My dad took over, coached me since I was young, and graduated, and then just wanted to give back to the sport any way I could, and the opportunity presented itself, and I jumped on it.
And when did you? So wrestling, I imagine, from the time you were down here all the way through high school and everything like that.
Yep, started with BTW and wrestling with BTW and Lorraine my whole life, and then end up staying in my hometown for high school and wrestle for Lorraine, and then end up coaching there as soon as I graduated.
What's the dynamic like, kind of being an assistant under your dad? Do you guys kind of have to go from father-son mode to coach-coach mode when you get out there? How's that whole dynamic kind of shake out?
It works out pretty good. You know, he was coached with me, pretty much coached in my chair almost all my matches my whole life. So, I mean, we have similar coaching styles and mentality. So, you know, it kind of blends well when you're trying to set the atmosphere in the room and create a culture and get the kids going through it. So it works out pretty good. It's a good bonding time too. So,
good. Dan, how are things going over at Lorraine? I know that the numbers have been tough, battling numbers the last couple of years. How are we looking over at Lorraine?
Pretty good this year. Numbers are up and down practice to practice. You know, some kids trying it out, coming when they can, and some kids showing up here and there, but really fresh this year. Got a lot of freshmen, a lot of kids in their first couple of years, so it's really spending time breaking down the fundamentals and getting back to the basics, you know. And few kids returning this year. We got Sivo, Xander, Natal, that were both in districts last year, and a couple other kids that are returning back, you know. Looking pretty fresh, sort of solid.
Does it look like you're going to be able to fill a lineup this year, or are you still going to have some holes?
Numbers are starting to come back up a little bit, but a lot of kids in the lower weights. A lot of kids between 106 to 132 that are going to have to shift around and make their spot, you know, wrestle offs here and there, and pushing through. Upper weights are looking, starting to get some numbers back in there, but still be a little shallow there.
You guys host a big tournament to start the year off, opportunity to get some kids on the mat. Talk to us about the schedule. How can the schedule help to build some of those young kids and yet still give some of those veteran kids the challenges that they need for the end of the year?
Yeah, this year we kind of got out of some of the bigger tournaments we were in. It's focused on getting a lot more dual meets and tri matches, you know, get some of the kids some more newer kids, some more local matches, you know, give them a chance to build some confidence and get a feel of what high school wrestling's all about, what the sport's all about. And still got a couple tough tournaments in there, like our home tournament. I love opening up to it as we do a pool tournament compared to like a seeding. So you get a lot of early in the season, a lot of your newer kids, you get them more match time, you know, they're guaranteed to get a couple more matches. A lot of local competition, you know, see what everyone's going at, get everyone an early opportunity to feel out their system, you know. Mid-season, we usually go to Perrysburg. I believe we're still going there this year. It's a good tournament. See a lot of tough kids there. Get a good gauge midway through the season to see what you need to work on with each kid, you know, to get them ready for that sectional push.
League-wise, you guys are still in the LEL, which is kind of crazy because that's spread out all over the place. I don't even know if everybody in the LEL's got wrestling anymore. How does that work out for you guys?
You know, it's different, you know. You get to travel far. See, we don't really see a lot of them teams throughout the season, but it's still always fun to get together and wrestle anybody you do. Every tournament's always the same, you know. Go out there and wrestle the same. Always push yourself, try your best. But numbers aren't always there between all the teams, but still go out there and wrestle every match the same and have fun and try your best. See where you're at.
Is the LEL wrestling duels or tries, or how do they do it? Or is it?
We do an individual tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just tournament at the end of it. So. What are some of the goals? We got some guys we think can get down to Columbus at the end of the year. What are we shooting for over in Lorraine?
We have a couple we expect to get down there. Sivo returning last year, you know, being a few matches short of qualifying last year. Wrestled in middle school, then took some time off to really focus on his academics, you know, intelligent kid. Making a big push for him this year. Xander making it to districts last year. Heavy on him and a couple other kids. But like I said, we're really fresh, and a lot of a lot of freshmen, sophomore, first, second year, so we're just trying to get them most mat time they can, experience, and you know, get them used to it and hope they enjoy it and fall in love with the sport and keep coming back.
Good stuff. Who else is helping in the room?
Obviously my dad. We got Steve Ferguson that wrestled at Southview, replaced Malik Gaddy. We have Malik Gaddy on that actually graduated with me from EC. A couple other people on volunteer contracts that are coming out around, you know. A couple other past graduates that are coming around, taking all the help we can, you know. Every little bit of different style of wrestling in the room is a good variety. Let kids get more options to see what they want to be, what type of wrestler they become.
Coach, and before we let you go, you know, you mentioned trying to get the numbers up and keeping kids coming back to practice on a consistent basis. Well, what's maybe the key to that? I mean, you're a younger guy. Is it just trying to connect to them more, making it more fun, as we've heard a couple of different coaches talk about? Well, what's kind of the key, and I guess nobody really has the true answer to this, but in your mind, what's kind of the key to getting guys back in the room consistently and just keeping them hungry for more action on the mat?
Yeah, definitely one thing is building a connection and making it more fun. You know, you got to get the kids to enjoy it. If they're looking at as more practice and tournaments as more of a chore than it is an activity, you know, who wants to go do that? A lot of it, though, too, is we're trying to rebuild our youth program, you know, start the kids out young, get them to feel for it, get them a passion and a love for the sport so they continue it on.
How's the youth program looking so far?
Good. We got Don Jones running it, you know. He's been doing a lot in the off season, running free camps and stuff during the summer, and building program. We got a lot of kids coming back. I'm really interested. Ben actually got around a little bit beginning this season to hang out for some of these practices. We got a lot of talent, a lot of kids that are hungry for the sport too.
Wonderful. Well, you and your dad will certainly be reaping the benefits of that down the line for sure. Yeah. So, well, Coach, thank you very much for coming out and joining us this evening. Thank you for patiently waiting. We appreciate the time as always, and best of luck to you, your dad, and the guys this season over at Lorain.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Good
luck.
You got it, Coach. And there he is, Coach Dan Finley Jr. from the Lorain.